Celebrity Scam Friday. We're back to Tom Cruise, who's going to hassle a telemarketer.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jack with Tropical Vacations. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm Daniel Caffey.
It's great to talk to you. I wanted to offer you a 5-night stay in a tropical location of your choice. All you need to do is just join our club today.
No.
No? Well,
no.
Before you say no, understand that you can stay at a 5-star resort.
I'm sorry, your time's run out.
If you just hear me out, you've actually already won 3 free days.
Well, zippity-doo-dah.
Does that sound interesting to you?
And I am drunk.
Okay. Okay.
Am I doing something to offend you?
No. This is fine. You can do whatever. I'm actually excited to inform people of what they've already won.
Wait a second.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Look, all I need is just to know if you're interested in this deal.
You prick.
Okay, come on. These phone calls are recorded. There's no need for that.
You sucker, I know you can hear me.
I didn't even hear that one, but I know that it was mean. So just back off a little, all right?
You can just die, you
Look, cut out with the bad language here.
My team is dead.
Call you. This is a vacation.
They're dead. They're all dead.
You've got issues. I don't have time for this. Goodbye.
That's great. It starts as we inaugurate. Some say the turnout wasn't great, and Donald Trump, yes, he complained. Crimson and Tide, pop champagne, Atlanta Falcons get burned. Where's Brady's jersey? White House pissed about leaks. La La Land, Oscar Yank, Women's March, Black Lives Matter, dragged off United flight. Comey gets fired, Penguins winning 7 games. The travel ban is overturned and Michael Flynn resigns. Kim Jong-un is warned of fire and fury. What's the hurry with the iPhone 10? Beyonce pregnant photos, Justice League movie flop. Fidget spinners go crazy. Fire, best, Danny and Jon Snow. Amazon buys Whole Foods, Aaron Hernandez kills himself. Roy Moore hits on teens, JFK files release. Kendall Jenner's Pepsi ad, Tiki torches and the alt-right. The NFL's unpatriotic, J-Lo, A-Rod, Bitcoin, sky high.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
I'm Bill O'Reilly, Matt Lauer, Puerto Rico without power. Will and Grace return. Southern California burns. Hurricane Houston flooded. Charlottesville unhooded. Prince Harry, he's engaged. Robert Mueller investigates. There goes Frank and there goes Conyers. Step down, step down. Players deal. Trump tweets. Uh-oh, Warriors beat the Cavaliers. Charlie Rose is out of here. Mayweather beats McGregor. Harvey Weinstein is a swine. Kopepe, what's the meaning? Kellyanne's alternative facts. Dakota Pipeline.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Don Rickles on the other side. Mary Tyler Moore died. Adam West, no bad light. Hefner, goodbye. Chester Bennington, Jerry Lewis, Benson, Dan, Greg, Almond, Tom Petty gone way too soon. Higgins, Charlie Manson, Bill Paxton, Joni's dead. Died.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Let's check in on, the dumbass. There's this theme song. We've got 4 candidates up for you, as always. We've got not moving the needle at the bottom is the surgeon. This is weird, though. I thought this guy might come up. The surgeon who carved his initials on the livers and organs of transplant patients.
He burned them in with an argon ray.
He like branded them.
Like an artist, you know, when at the bottom of a painting, you know, like, a Picasso or.
Right. Well, he thought that, you know, nobody would ever notice, but
right,
then.
It's internal.
Yeah, a surgeon doing a follow-up surgery.
But oh, I recognize Bob's work.
It's like a branding.
He and Chef Marlo Batali are tied for last, and I think people are probably just fatigued with the sexual harassment cases. You know, another day, another sexual harassment case. Then you got the woman who faces a felony charge. This was my early pick for threatening to kill all the passengers on the Southwest flight.
I will kill everybody on this plane. I will kill everybody on this
We had some discussion whether she, in fact, belonged on the list, or was she just too...
Mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
People are recognizing it's very disturbing. But, you know, when it comes to when you think of the term dumbass, this might be the woman who's impossible to beat. The mom who thought it'd be okay to have her son ride on the roof of her van so he could hold down a plastic pool.
There is some logic to that.
Because she tied him down, Dean.
Yeah, he was strapped in.
He was strapped down. Never mind if the vehicle rolls over.
There's some logic to that. I don't, you know.
Yeah, you know what the logic's called? Dumbass logic.
So, who do you like? You got to vote. Go to HoustonsEagle.com. You can also link through our social media, and we'll have the results at the end of the show. It's another tequila. Time for the drink of the week.
I think I need a drink of
the week. Susie's going to make something.
Wheel in the cart that contains all the vital ingredients.
Scotch.
Which looks to be one bottle and a shaker.
What are you making, Suze?
I am making a peppermint snap, and it's going to be delicious. Okay, so you start with some chilled martini glasses, and then you want to rim them in chocolate syrup. So you just put some chocolate syrup on a plate, you just rim it around, so there's now chocolate syrup on the edge. You see how pretty it is? It's kind of running down on the sides, makes it real pretty.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
This would be great for, what, your holiday party?
Yes.
For
instance?
Right. A little
Absolutely.
Dessert, nightcap.
Yeah. So you get some Captain Morgan's spiced rum, and you're going to put a shot into a shaker of ice.
Four shots for four participants.
That's right. Then you get this delicious Kahlua peppermint mocha. So it's got chocolate, it's got peppermint, and then the coffee liqueur in it.
I bet that'd be good just on the rocks.
Yeah, or with a little like cream, you know, like a Russian. So that would be good. So you put in
the
a shot of
the dude would probably like that, Dean.
The dude.
Totally white Russian.
Dude would have to stock up on his half and half.
Mm-hmm. Make a midnight trip to the store in his robe. All
okay,
right.
Then you want to put in a shot of half and half. And since I have the little moo creamers that I have to open each little one, so there's two per one or just a shot of cream.
What?
Get what I'm saying? Get that there?
I've just chose to ignore it.
I'm just watching.
Watching.
I'm waiting.
And watching.
And hoping that the glasses stay chilled.
How many of these do you have to put in?
Well, there's two for each, so I think
two for each person.
Yeah, that's four, I think.
And so you're making
so that'd
four.
That'd be eight.
That would be eight.
What number are you on now?
I am.
You don't know.
Wait, there's one more. Hey.
These are these tiny little creams.
Yeah, they're in
we
the
have
kitchen.
In the lunchroom.
The moo-moos. Yeah. Okay. And you're gonna shake them.
There's the leaky shaker.
It's a huge, huge shaker. You wanna get it cold. These can be also served over ice, but I think it's more festive in the little glass. And then you strain it.
Okay, it's got that chocolate, light chocolate milk kind of color to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about somewhere between Obama and Brian Gumbel.
Hey.
I'm trying to paint a picture here on the radio on a color tone, a hue.
Okay, there you go.
What's wrong with that?
It's J-Lo.
Yeah, it is pretty light. Okay, I'm going to go on a limb and say this looks to be pretty sweet.
But you really can't complain because it's designed.
This is what you're in for.
It's a dessert.
Yeah.
You know that going in.
Yeah. Cheers.
It's pretty darn sweet.
That is so good. Wow, 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 wow,
yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
I think because I had the bar so high on the sweetness, it doesn't shock me that it's not quite as sweet as I thought it would be. It's like because it finishes, you can taste the rum.
Mm-hmm.
I think one could add a little higher ratio of rum if they wanted to cut down on the chocolatey sweet taste.
Yeah.
And I think part of the sweetness is, too, the chocolate around the rim, and you don't have to do that.
Yes, because it would be better if it weren't so sweet.
It's not too sweet.
I'm going to swallow. I've cleared a spot through the chocolate now where I can just get straight.
Mm-hmm. Straight to the good stuff.
Straight to the beverage.
This is good stuff. Good for the holiday party.
Really good.
Mm. It really lifts my holiday spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Makes my homemade Yoo-Hoo look like crap.
Yoo-Hoo and vodka. Yeah, uh-huh. That's
it's very holiday and festive-y.
Yeah.
And I just hope that company bonus comes through because I put the down payment on a pool.
Oh. And if there's any left over, can you fly us all out, Dean?
You bet, Cousin Eddie. All right. It's a winner.
It's a winner.
All right, I like
unanimous
it.
Unanimous Susie drink of the week. You'll check out the recipe. We'll post it online.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Georgia defensive back Latavius Breeny was arrested for using a counterfeit bill at a pet store. Breeny allegedly made an $8 purchase with a fake $100 bill and kept the change. He also had reportedly opened a reward card to the pet store under a fake name a week earlier. When he returned with the counterfeit bill, the cashier remembered him. I'm not sure why he picked a pet store. Maybe because he's a Georgia Bulldog. Good thing the cashier smelled something fishy. So he doesn't duck the charges. Okay. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Because you're a dumbass.
And it's over. We are now statistically able to project the winner as the mother who made her kid ride in the kiddie pool on top of the car.
She was going to be hard to beat, Dean, putting the child up there and buying the plastic pool. Everything about this.
Yeah, she pleaded not guilty. She said that he was tied down.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Never even crossed her mind that her car could tip over.
How far was she going? I mean, there are some circumstances. I mean, like...
I don't think there's any length the distance that could rationalize tying your kid to the top of the car.
Just to the end of the block. Not good.
Huh?
Come on.
Driveway, not good. I mean, come on.
Hold my beer.
That would be a blast if you were a kid.
A kid probably is loving it. Yeah, this is great, Mom. I got it. I don't even need the rope.
All right, so this is not close. It's over. Thanks for playing.
Wait, Dean, there are still some military and provisional votes that we might come in and change it. The fight is not over.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, if you want to see the G3 show, this is Satriani, Petrucci, and Colin in concert. We have tickets to that right now. Sunday, January 28th at the Hobby Center. You'll be there if 12th caller, 713-343-1075.